Our next beer, or our last beer, honestly, is from Belching Beaver Brewery. Viva la Beaver. It is Mexican chocolate peanut butter stout. So this is what I'm getting from this. This is going to be our dessert beer.
Well, that's good. I mean, I like dessert.
Yes, that's right. So, yeah, on the nose, freaking hell. You get, all you get is chocolate off this sucker. And maybe a bit of peanut butter. Like that.
Tiniest bit of peanut butter. Like 95% chocolate, 5% peanut butter.
It's like all chocolate, like dark chocolate, chocolate, all day chocolate.
But you had peanut butter whiskey with me, and you didn't like it. So, I mean, you're not going to like peanut butter.
I am not.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'm going to enjoy this, but...
You're probably not.
We're going to go ahead and try this anyway.
Okay.
This is, yeah.
The last spare for tonight.
Here we go. Cheers and...
Cheers.
Good
God
Lord.
God help us. I taste the chocolate and the peanut butter.
Well, yeah, obviously.
No, I mean, I didn't think I was necessarily going to get the peanut butter. If a Reese's peanut butter fell into a beer, this is what you'd get.
Yeah, that's about the best way to describe it. The chocolate end on it, though, I mean, there's more of a bitterness to it, so it's kind of like if Reese's was made with dark chocolate and peanut butter, then yes.
And they have Reese's with dark chocolate.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you're getting from this beer. It's like eating a Reese's Pieces buttercup made of dark chocolate and liquid.
This is not a bad thing. Reese's is one of my favorite chocolates.
Yeah, yeah. It's good dessert beer. I'll say
it
that.
Is.
And very.
Let me ask you to have pair this French vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, no. This would be a good dessert beer. You'd pair it with something sweet, but like It reminds me, like, it's a stout, so it reminds me of Guinness a little bit. The color of it, you can't even see through it. It's just all black.
Would you want to?
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to describe it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's a really thick stout. I mean, it's like, you could chew this beer. That's how thick it is when you drink it. It just has a very thick mouthfeel to it, so very sweet.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot.
Reminds me a bit of Dragon's Milk, but...
Ooh, yeah.
Dragon's Milk is a little bit heavier.
Dragon's Milk's better.
Yeah, Dragon's Milk is better. Far better than this.
Far better.
I mean, I would go... I mean, if you're not a fan of sweet beers, you're probably not going to like this.
Absolutely. If you don't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, don't even bother.
Yeah. I would probably say 3.5. Maybe. I mean... It's good for a sweet after everything dessert beer. I'm not sure, like, I would drink this on a regular basis. Like, I'm just one of those beer snobs that would drink regular beer. Like, I wouldn't go and drink some artisan sweet, like, oh my God, it needs to be out of a candy shop beer. This seems to me like somebody trying to imitate a certain flavor.
I agree. It's trying really hard. In some cases, too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
3.5, it was a different day. Maybe a 4, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I could totally see it with eating French vanilla ice cream with you, which is a flavor I don't like a lot because, no offense, but I think it's kind of boring. But I could see this with this. This was something, like, dessert-wise. Why not?
Yeah.
But it's not my go-to. I'm not going to go to a brewery and go, like, oh, my God, there it is. No.
Yeah. No, I'm... It's good. It's like I said... This is a hard one to judge.
I know. And I'm not surprised I left this for last. If they had anything else before this, it would have been a waste. This is definitely a finisher beer.
Yeah.
You have this, you're done for the evening.
I would, yeah, no, this is a finisher beer. This I would serve with, like, vanilla ice cream. Like, definitely vanilla
French
ice
vanilla.
Cream.
Come on, you wouldn't just do regular.
Yes, no,
even
French
you
vanilla,
wouldn't.
That's right. No, but French vanilla ice cream.
Hand-stirred French vanilla
that's
ice
right.
cream.
Hand-stirred.
Well, we have an ice cream maker. We never use the damn thing,
well,
but we could.
We're going to have to.
One soon. Of these days. You're going to have to for this, yes.
Yeah, we could make some ice cream out of the beer.
Anyway. Actually, we probably could do a beer ice cream. That'd be fun.
That's right.
Hey, Bilal, what do you think? Beer ice cream? You down with that?
Yeah, Bilal, what do you think, man?
I don't know. Is he going to read is he going to, like, listen to recordings or just sort of, like...
Bilal will read this.
Okay.
I mean, maybe, you know, and, you know, shout out to everyone at the work print.
But
that's right. So, yeah, that's Viva la Beaver by Belching Beaver.
I don't even get why they have a beaver with this. I really don't.
No,
it doesn't taste like a thing that I would associate with a beaver. I don't know what animal I would, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, I've seen this, like, Belching Beaver, I've seen their peanut butter stout in the store, And
would you try it after this?
No, I don't think so, because I'm not a fan of peanut butter. Like, seriously, I'm not a fan of peanut butter. Like,
that's true. I've never seen you eat Reese's Pieces. Unless yeah, I have,
no, like, I like Reese's Pieces. I love. Like, I will eat Reese's Pieces.
But
I
just, Reese's Pieces is like mostly chocolate. Peanut butter's like hints in that. Well, depends on which cup you get, I guess.
True. Okay. But no, I think it's because I had so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches as a kid. Like, that was all my mom used to make me. So, you know, we're getting to the psychology side of that.
I literally never remember having one, ever. And in fact, I was thinking about the other day and how we're going to make one for our son, because people were saying there's different ways to make it. And apparently, if you want to make it the way that's supposed to taste the best, mm-hmm. you're supposed to put peanut butter on one side, we're supposed to put jelly on both sides. I don't know. It's supposed to preserve it and make it taste better. Yeah. I don't know. I've literally never made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for my son or myself or my husband. So, I'm just going to see how we go with that.
Well, like,
far tangents. No, like, no. It's not the moon here.
No, it's not a tangent. I'm just, like, you look at... Okay, when I've gone to our grocery store, Safeway, here out in California, and... Like, I'll go down the beer aisle, and I'll see Belching Beaver's Peanut Butter Stout, like, sitting on the top shelf.
I've never seen it there before.
I've seen it there. Like, I've seen it.
I believe you. I've just never heard
of it. Yeah, I've just never, like, I can't get through the peanut butter side of it. Like, I sit there, and I look at this peanut butter stout, and I'm like, that does not sound
at all.
You're like,
no way in hell.
Yeah, no, I can't get past the peanut butter. I don't want to, like, peanut butter is, like, the last thing I want to taste when I taste beer. Like,
you don't like the peanut butter whiskey either.
No, exactly.
You just don't like peanut butter. No, just admit it.
No, I do like peanut butter.
No, you don't.
I do.
You do not like peanut butter in liquids form.
I do like peanut butter.
Name a single peanut butter taste you like in a liquid form. Name a beer, name a drink,
name
anything.
No, that's the thing, though. I like peanut butter. I don't like it in, like, liquid form. Like, if there was a pizza beer, I wouldn't like... a beer like that tasted like pizza.
Okay, no, that's ridiculous, because there's so many different options on pizza.
No, but
there's pepperoni and like cheese. Okay, come on.
Like,
come on.
I know, but I wouldn't like a pizza flavored beer. That's the
again,
thing.
Pizza flavored beer is too hard to narrow down.
Oh my god.
Peanut butter is easy.
Oh no, that's so not right. Okay, look.
Nobody would drink pizza flavored beer except maybe on the Super Bowl, and then let's see, we're not gonna have a Super Bowl this year. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah, but look, peanut butter is, like, that's one of those things. I can't do in a whiskey. I can't do in a beer. Like, it's just, like, one of those staples that I just don't want to, like, there was one guy who invented the peanut butter and jelly martini. I'm like, why would anyone want to
drink
that?
Did you try it?
I don't want to try it. Like, I feel like why would anyone want to drink that?
Just,
like,
to try it for the adventure of it.
And what? You go over, oh, what are you drinking? I'm drinking this peanut butter and jelly piece of crap. And
well, okay, it's not like you're stuck to it for the rest of your life. Yes, it's like, give it a try.
Then you have, like, a vodka martini, and that looks actually classy.
Okay, when we went to Boiler Baker, which, you know, has a lot of drinks, and mm-hmm. it's a great concept. I don't even know if it's still around. I hope it is, because I'd like to go back right. There's time. They had all these different drinks you could try. And I really liked, you know, the peanut butter whiskey. I thought that was great. I'm glad I tried it. I totally would have bought it for here, except you'd never drink it. I'd be drinking all by my damn self. I have it, like, the next, like, you know, gazillion years until my son isn't old enough to drink. And then, you know, he'd try it probably and love it. So, you know.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this short, and then we're going to go to our post-game show after this. So thanks for sticking with our beer tasting. This is the final beer. If you are interested, we're going to go ahead and keep going for the after party, as it were. And then we're going to discuss, like, some beers and what we did, and that's it. All right. Thanks, guys.